Good morning. My name's Paul Moore, and I always get excited about getting up in front of people, but I'm trying to be useful to you today. So, take this off first. Today's message came to me from Turning from Conflict. It was on Our Daily Bread, and it's about Albert Einstein. And in his graveside tribute to a famous Dutch scientist, Albert Einstein didn't mention their scientific disputes. Instead, he recalled the never-ending kindness of Hendrik Lorentz, a beloved physicist known for his easy manner and fair treatment of others. Everyone followed him gladly, for they felt he never set out to dominate, but always simply to be of use. One thing in this church, it just seems like people here are willing to reach out, kind of like they are today, and get involved in people's lives. One of the things I'd like to point out is that during this pandemic, one of the dangerous things is leaving teenagers and older people alone. So, if you get a chance, buddy up with these two types of people because they're most vulnerable during this time. So when you look around, I see Mr. Freeze here. I'm very proud to know Mr. Freeze. And he would be a final example of somebody you could emulate in your walk in life. I'd be very proud to be a person like him. So if you're a teenager, you're looking for somebody to emulate, this would be a guy. Also, Joe Luna, Grant Perry, people in this church. Very good people to emulate. Sorry, I get emotional about things on this. So like Grant Perry, people that bring their talents here to this church every week. And I think it's just simply amazing how when people are in need around this church, around this area, these people answer the call. One thing I wanted to point out about Mr. Freeze is that he always brings a smile every week. That's one thing I appreciate about him. Never any task too big. It's kind of like my beloved mom. Her birthday is on Thanksgiving. And so I'm very thankful for her. But one thing that she does is that she sets priorities in life. She's very much a person that makes lists and prioritizes the thing that you do every day. And it's amazing how when you make a list and you set your priorities in life or in your Christian walk, how quickly you get down the road. That not only do you do the things that you need to do, but you do the things that are the priority in your life. So one of the things that's a priority in my life is giving thanks to God. God has been very important to me. He gives me strength during the week. I try to prioritize my Bible reading in the morning to have the Holy Bible as part of me before I walk out into the world and to face the music of the world, because what quickly happens is you walk into the mud, and if you don't have that goodness in you to start out your day, you're quickly going to get in quicksand, and you're not going to be able to walk the way Christ would have you walk. The other important thing is, as a teenager, you would want to know how to do everything, or as many things as your gifts allow you, so that you can do anything. So as we move towards exiting the pandemic, you want to be ready. You don't want to be caught behind. So typically when I educate my students in class, we hook them up with somebody who is older to pair them with somebody who is younger to get them the knowledge that they need as quickly as possible so that they're prepared to meet the task. So that's what I would encourage with you today, is to, the older people need the, they're in isolation, they need the help. The younger people, they need the guidance, I would say. You know, certainly Mr. Freeze bringing a smile and some candy for the kids when they come around, people love to see them. You know, that's the type of thing we need. Yesterday we were out shopping, and we had a group of teenagers, and they were most excellent. They were just great at customer service. You could feel the energy coming through them. And you just wanted to be around them, because you walked out of there and going, wow, they were terrific. And that's what the energy that younger people, that people that are teenagers bring to this congregation. So I'm really just thankful that my mom instilled a lot of, for Thanksgiving, what I remember is the older people, my grandparents, and the younger people getting together, and they're asking, what are you doing now? Where's your life headed? And that support, what can I help you with? When shall we get together? That support network. We're not meant to be in isolation. We're meant to be together. So I just wanted to say a prayer for the teenagers and the older folks at this point. Dear God, we just thank you for your many blessings to us. We just thank you for our seniors, and we thank you for the teenagers. We pray for them now during this pandemic, as they're isolated and alone, that we may bring your love upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. One last thing I wanted to do was just sing for you a song that we used to have at the holidays, which is, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free." Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie, for anybody that doesn't know me. I love to look at the stars. I love to go outside and just look up, and I can take a deep breath and relax. When I get up in the morning, I'm sure most everybody does this, your head's just kind of worrying, you know, things you're gonna do, things you didn't do, things you need to do. And when I get up, because I'm up early for my job, I'm outside before the sun comes up pretty much every morning. So I take the dog out before I leave for work, and I can just get up and I look up at the stars, and it's like almost, well, I guess you could call it meditation. I can take a deep breath, and then I think, wow, God made all that. And it's one of my favorite verses. It's my favorite psalm, Psalm 103, verse 11. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him." And then I stop and think about that. It's like, that's pretty big. And I can't really even comprehend that thought sometimes. That the creator of the universe, that created all of that, and even down to our little finite DNA that we can't even see, and things that are smaller, loves me and created me. And then it just starts from there. I look up and I just start thanking him. And it usually goes something along the lines of, "Thank you that you are God and I am not, because I wouldn't do a very good job. Thank you for what Jesus did, for the salvation that you offer us. Thank you that you love me. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for the creation that we can look around and see you in." And then I start thanking for my family, which is probably, after God, the most important thing that I have. from my parents, my dad, for their support, for my kids. Thankful that we are close, that even through this pandemic, the group, core group of us, has still been together. We get together pretty much once a week. And if you don't answer Caitlin's phone call, you know you're in trouble, because she likes to keep track of where everybody is, how everybody's doing. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I have a good relationship with my kids. That doesn't always happen. I couldn't tell you how I did it. That's a God thing, must be, because I am not perfect in any way, shape, or form for that. But then as I keep thanking God, I start thanking him for things like hot showers, warm blankets, and all of the tiny little stuff that I take for granted. I thank him for a job that I really don't like that much, but, you know, I've got a job. And, you know, right now, a lot of people, you know, don't. So I find that as I start going through all this and going down through, it's just very mindful of the fact of how much I have been blessed, and that even when I'm cranky about what I want that I don't have right now, it's like, wait a minute. There's no reason for me to have that kind of attitude. And I find that the more I start thanking him, the more I start thinking about all of these things, it takes my mind off of me and my self-centered little life and puts me out and thanking God for all of the things that are around me and that he has blessed our lives with. And it's very much enables me to be more focused, more meaningful. And I'm, you know, by no means perfect at that. But it's an effort. It's something that I have to remind myself, because we live in a world that is very me-centered. But in all honesty, that is not the way to go. When Frump asked me to do this, it's like, okay, family, that's easy. I'm thankful for my family. We have a very good family. But I went to the internet to see if I could find some wise words. You know, if you look up thankfulness quotes, you've got like 400,000 pages that pop up instantaneously. One that kept coming up is, it's not happy people who are thankful, but thankful people who are happy, which just goes to that others outward mindset instead of thinking about myself. And one that really kind of made me stop and think about my thankfulness habit, which is sporadic at best, but I try, is the quote, is, what if you woke up today with only the things that you thanked God for yesterday? It's like, that could be a pretty small amount of stuff if I thought about that. So I think, as much as I am thankful for all the stuff that I have, that if I didn't thank him for my family and for him and for all that he's done for me every day, that when I woke up, if I woke up without that, that would be like the worst day ever. So being thankful for God, for my family, for my church family, because family is what you make of it. Family is where you make it and who you make it with, really. Thank you for my Family Promise family, you guys. And for all the people that have spoken into my life and along this faith journey. Thank you.
Good morning. When I was first asked to talk about things that I was thankful for, there were a whole bunch of things that came to my mind. Obviously, I'm very thankful for my family and friends. I'm very thankful for all of you, my church family, and I'm thankful for my health and the ability to get out of bed every day and move my body. But Frumpy asked me to talk for 3 to 5 minutes, so I thought I'd dig a little deeper. Mine is kind of a little different, maybe a little weird, but bear with me here. So last year, 2019, was a really tough year for me. 2020 is hard for like the whole world, but last year I kind of struggled, some internal struggles. I was feeling some challenges and I was kind of down on myself, feeling pretty low. And one thing that sort of gave me a little perspective, as I was looking back through the years, I realized that God put a whole bunch of people on my path, and everybody deals with their own struggles and their own challenges. But there were some very specific people put into my life that I think have it really, really bad compared to others. I won't get into detail on all of them, but I'll share just two. One is an 86-year-old woman that my dad and I came across, and she has no friends, no family. She has a house, but no electricity, no heat, no running water. In order to heat her home, she had kerosene heaters going. She smelled like kerosene all the time. In order to light her house in the evenings, she had lanterns that filled her house with smoke. So that is hard. That life is very hard. Another example, we have a friend who was dealt a really difficult hand of cards. He has two sons that have a neurological disorder called ataxia. They're both wheelchair bound. He had to say goodbye to his son last year. He passed away. And then his wife passed away last month from cancer. So their life is like so hard. But I've learned a lot from them, because even though they've been dealt with so many hard things, I've never met a family that's so grateful and so willing to give. And so they just see the world in this amazing way. So a few things that I'm thankful for all of this. Number one, I am thankful that right now in my current situation, that my challenge in life is so small in comparison to what some of the other people are dealing with out there. I'm also thankful for the fact that those people came into my life so that I have this perspective, and I'm thankful that they came into my life so that I can meet them and they can be my friend and I can lend a helping hand if I'm able. So I'm thankful for the ability to do that.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, well, first, Paul, I think you're one of those people you were talking about, so don't sell yourself short. I think you're a really wonderful person. I'm actually very thankful for being here. I hope that Eric Frump is doing well. I'm thankful for where my life is right now, because maybe 20 years ago it might have been a bolt of lightning that came through the ceiling having me up here. I'm very thankful for my loving family. I'm thankful for the Willowbrook family. In a lot of ways, this church saved my life. What started as coming to church with my mom for a free lunch afterwards gave me the hunger to dig deeper into Scripture and to find my path. I know that since I've stayed in the vine, I've cuppeth runneth over, so a lot of things to be grateful for in my own personal life, but I've also gained a lot of perspective. You know, kind of Sarah talked about it, when you think about some things that are affecting you or a trial or a tribulation, you realize that, you know, if you think the world hates you, you kind of think of, well, you know, what do you think Christ felt like? So it's humbling. The closer you get to the Word of God, I think, puts everything in perspective. I'm very grateful for a country that allows us to gather together and the freedoms to worship in the way that we would like. I'm very grateful for my loving wife, my children. I'm grateful for my brother and his wife to be expecting a child that we've prayed for years. Happy they're here, that they made it here safe and sound. I'm very grateful for the continued health of our extended family. I'm grateful for our first responders, our men and women in hospitals taking care of the sick. I'm grateful for the hospice care workers. I'm grateful for pretty much everybody that is doing things to serve and be of service to others. So realize that you know, my life, I've been blessed for the sake of being able to bless others. So it was in my walk, I guess I would say, with Christ, it's less of me and more of He, kind of. So I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful that Frump had asked me to come up here and tell you some of the things that I'm very thankful for. But as everybody is meeting for Thanksgiving, I think we can all agree that I'm thankful for everybody in this room, and I'm thankful for this church, because I think this church is doing a lot of good things in a lot of lives. So thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm Cheryl. In the midst of this very crazy year, I've been thankful for the opportunity to worship together each Sunday. At the start of the shutdown in March, it was good to be able to tune in each Sunday morning and sing praises together, hear John preach, and even take communion together, each in our own way. Alice and I also enjoyed seeing the comments people wrote in and the emojis people sent up. I suppose you're still doing that. In such a disjointed, disoriented time, it helped me to know that at least for a little while, we were still part of each other's lives and could still worship together. Then in June, we began meeting in the parking lot. That seemed strange at first, but we soon adjusted. We each found a nice shade tree maybe to sit under, or brought an umbrella with us if it was a really sunny day. Or if it was a little cooler, we'd wrap up in our blankets and sip hot chocolate. But I soon realized there was an extra blessing to being outdoors. There is something very meaningful about singing praises to our Creator as we look up at the blue sky, see the white clouds floating by, are surrounded by the green grass and the trees, watch the little children run around, you know, when they got bored. And it was just a wonderful time to be together outside. And what was especially wonderful was to be able to see people again and to talk to them and catch up on what's been happening in their lives. And even if we had to wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart, it was still so good just to see each other and be together again. And to me, one of the most amazing parts of the summer was how gracious God was in giving us so many sunny days in a row so we could continue to meet outside. I've lived in this area for a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen a summer with this many sunny Sundays. So God was very good to us this summer as we met outside in the parking lot. And now I'm very thankful to be back in the building again. Even with the chairs spread apart and singing songs through our masks, it feels good to be moving back towards something more normal. And for those of you who are still worshiping online, I hope that continues to be a blessing for you. I will spare you me singing a song at the end. Paul did a great job with that. But as we were driving to church today, the radio was playing, "I Want to Go to Church." And I thought, yeah, that's it. That's really it. We need to be together in any way that we can, any way that we can make it happen. And so I'm especially grateful to John and the elders who found ways, who had a real commitment to following through and making it possible each Sunday for us to be together and to continue to worship together. And I'm thankful for Mike and his expertise and how he can record these services, and so that people who can't be here can still share in the feeling of being together. And a special thanks to Roberto and the worship team for adjusting to whatever the circumstance was and making it happen and still making it possible for us to sing together and worship God together. And I want to say a special thanks to Ray and Gina, who have such servants' hearts. And even if they can't serve you coffee and food on Sunday morning anymore, they'll pass out song sheets or pass out the communion or collect the communion cups. So I appreciate them too. But finally, I want to say thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving us a reason to want to be together and to worship Him. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Carolyn. I just want to read some lyrics. You've already heard some of them because Paul sang them. But the first one I want to read is, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged and think all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. And then count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. And then, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. And then I'd like to play it on the piano to thank God for all of this.